I guess we'll start off with that. Best news of the day, you guys get to go to practice this week?
Yeah, sure. Hey, another week to grind and get better. Obviously, we lots of things we can improve on. Offensively, we didn't help ourselves, put our team and our defense in bad spots. But, hey, the defense responded, reacted like a championship defense. So, you know, special teams were huge. They made a lot of plays today, too. So once we get that offense cooking with gas, you know what? This will be a team that people don't want to play.
Obviously, the big play by Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, that turned the game around.
No question about it. You know what? Charles got that dynamic ability. That's who he is. And you know what? It was certainly it was needed. It was timely. And it got all the momentum energy back in our team. And then they took it from there. But, yeah, Charles was absolutely super on that return.
I think the score kind of flattered you guys?
Oh, no question. No question. But they're good. You saw today. They're a good football team. They know how to play football. They know how to coach. We've had so many competitive games with these guys over the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, there's a lot of pride on their end. And, you know, and it was obvious. But at the end of the day, a champion heart kicked in. And, as I said, we were able to walk away with this win. Now, as I said, I guess we're playing with Regina Thunder. Here we go. Let's go.
Round three.
Yeah, you bet.
I guess I know that caused guys so much headaches. I guess how is it is like thankful that, okay, we got them eliminated from the playoffs now?
Well, hey, we knew we drew the hard seed because they're physical. They play a certain brand that matched up well against us. Football's about matchups. And they match up well, so we knew it was going to be physical, and they got underneath us at times, and they took it to us. So, you know, it's live and learn and grow, and as I said, we got to get better for next week. Good thing is we're playing at home.
And Noah Getter with 2 fumble recoveries in the first half. Kind of turned your offense around in the first half there on the first one, led to a touchdown. Just how big was that to swing the momentum into the first half, leading into the second half?
Well, it's always huge. And, it, you know, that's your fifth-year player making plays. Noah's been a great leader for us. He rallies in and steps up and does what he needs to do in the big moments. And that's why he's been like that for 5 years. So awesome to see. Proud of him. But proud of the whole team, how we stuck together, played hard together. And as I said, happy Thanksgiving.